Now, the activation of the heart in Buddhist tradition is described by the term Shraddha, deliberately using the Sanskrit Shraddha, which is most frequently translated as faith. But that term can be very misleading. It's not blind faith or blind belief or believing in a dogma or anything like that. Shraddha really is the awakening in us of a movement towards liberation, a movement towards nirvana, a movement towards enlightenment, a movement towards creating wisdom and compassion in our lives. At first, this Shraddha might be very, very, hard to see. It might begin as a sort of curiosity, a questioning of our life, a questioning of what life is for. What's all this about? Or maybe it might occur through the opening up of some sort of spiritual experience. It just sort of happens, or some sort of aesthetic experience. Or just that intuition, somehow you have it, that there must be more to all this than the tracks that have been, you know, seemingly laid down, you know, for us. You sort of realise you don't have to, you don't want to keep reacting in the same old way to things. So Shraddha is really the firing up of our potential. The firing up of the mind. It's the mind, the heart, sparked off. And that passivity in relation to experience has started to be broken up. Yeah? So Shraddha grows and develops to a point where it's so strong that you can even withstand appalling treatment. You know, that activation of your consciousness, that activation of your connection with the spiritual ideal, with the ideal of wisdom and compassion, is so strong that you can withstand very, very rough treatment. I was talking to somebody on retreat here who'd been to a lecture by an old Tibetan monk who had been in labour camps in Tibet under the Chinese for many years and fortunately managed to escape. And he was describing what it was like in these labour camps, you know, very, very hard work, punishment, beatings, privation, you know, very, very, very rough conditions indeed. And he was asked was whether or not he felt fear. Did he feel frightened when he was in it, you know, frightened particularly of pain, death? And he said, yes, I did feel fear. I felt frightened that I'd lose connection with wisdom and compassion, with my aspiration to wisdom and compassion, what's known as the bodhicitta, the heart of awakening in Buddhist tradition. That's what I felt really concerned about, that just feeling ill will towards his captors, towards the people who were harming him. That's what he was most frightened of, losing connection with his spiritual ideal, not losing his life, but his connection with his spiritual ideal. So that faith can really make you put up with a lot, and it's very strongly developed. So to deal with resentment, I think one of the things we have to do is to break this passivity in relation to experience and awaken this sparkling, alive, fired up quality of mind represented by this term Shraddha. And there's an energy in pursuit of the good that arises from that.